Deadly flooding and disease hit northwestern Pakistan. Support comes from an unlikely source in the Dearborn missionary case. And from humble beginnings, ministry grows. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Flooding in northwestern Pakistan has forced 2 million people to flee their homes. There are also concerns that cholera could spread in the disaster zone, adding more deaths to the 1,200 killed by the worst floods in the country's history. Food for the Hungry's Peter Howard.
This is turning into a significant disaster that's having a major impact on the poor.
Food for the Hungry's emergency response unit is still assessing the needs.
It's getting clean water, hygiene kits, and then getting basic shelter materials like tarps and tents, and even things like mosquito nets to keep malaria at bay. We have not yet begun our response. We're finding out how best we can support the efforts,
which in turn support the gospel.
The Food for the Hungry can come alongside local churches and local Christian organizations and support them. Then those organizations can not only provide for the immediate need in the name of Christ, but then they can be there in the long term.
Next, the Detroit Free Press reports a Muslim attorney organized a rally supporting four Christian missionaries on the eve of today's court date. The missionaries are accused of disturbing the peace at the Arab International Festival in Dearborn, Michigan, June 19th. The attorney was concerned that the incident and their arrest violated their constitutional right to free speech. The group from Acts 17 Apologetics claimed they were trying to share the gospel. Others claimed they were trying to provoke people. The evangelist pleaded not guilty to the charges. Keep praying for truth. You're listening to Mission Network News. The United States now has an Hispanic population of nearly 47 million. A large percentage enters the country illegally, and many are captured. Cynthia Williams of Crossroad Bible Institute says,
we've noticed that the prison population can be kind of divided into two groups almost equally, with over half of those being incarcerated for sort of standard crimes, the other half for violations of immigration laws.
CBI offers a Spanish version of the curriculum, addressing the issues inmates usually face in addition to illegal immigrants who
also face issues of separation from their families, concern for their family's well-being, a lot of anxiety over their future.
Christ's hope can deliver them from this anxiety, but currently CBI is in desperate need for more Spanish-speaking instructors.
We're asking the Lord to bring forward people who have a heart not only for prison ministry, but especially who have a burden for our Hispanic brothers and sisters in prison.
Meanwhile, expanding from their humble beginnings of folding trays and plastic lawn chairs for office furniture, Orphan Outreach has been able to move their office to the Hope Center in Plano, Texas, home to 40 other Christian ministries. With the new address, they hope to expand their ministry even more to the orphans that they help in Russia, India, Honduras, and Guatemala. Last year alone, they helped over 14,000 orphans, sharing Christ's love with each of them. Go to our website to join their mission. And finally, translation efforts in the last decades have increasingly sped up. Still, 350 million people have yet to hear God's word in their own tongue. With such a momentous task ahead, Carl Campbell of Wycliffe Bible Translators is training more workers through EQUIP.
It's our commitment to ensure that Bible translation movements worldwide are resourced. And resources include prayer, finances, and personnel. And EQUIP is the program that is involved with the personnel part of it. It's our new member orientation and training as they first come into it, Wycliffe.
Just concluding a session, they've now trained 130 missionaries this year, and EQUIP is aptly named.
It really is equipping them to raise their team of prayer and financial partners who are going to be supporting them and encouraging them as they go out at their ministry with Wycliffe.
Participants are saying this training renews their passion for the work of Bible translation. You can sign up for EQUIP's next session in October at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as many other questions. You can get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Ruth Kramer.